I'm Fred Hirsch. I'm a jazz pianist and composer. When you have the U.S. government basically saying, okay, what you do is interesting and we want to support it, that means a lot. That was a very interesting experience. It was the first grant I had applied for. It was the NEA grant. And that's back when they were giving individual grants for special projects. And I'd been diagnosed with HIV in 86 or something. And I just kind of didn't know how much longer I was going to be around, frankly. So I wanted to do something big. I'd done some kind of classical crossover albums for Angel Records using French classical music and Russian classical music. And I wanted to do this with a jazz trio and chamber orchestra, and I wanted to do a concert at Town Hall. So I talked to a friend of mine, the drummer Joey Barron, who had gotten an NEA grant for a project, and I said, Joey, how'd you do this? You know? He said, keep it simple. Tell them what you want to do and why their money is really going to help you do it. That I could not achieve this without the help of your organization. So it enabled me to pull off this concert. Subsequently, I played these arrangements and added more to them, you know, many, many times over the years. Was something that I always dreamt of doing, and so I was able to achieve that. I know for myself, at 56, I still feel like I'm getting better, and I'm still engaged in it. You know, I've always admired people who've had the long career, because there have been a lot of flameouts, I mean, for a lot of reasons. I mean, back in the old days, a lot of it was drugs and alcohol and just society making it difficult. Not everybody is really cut out. And there, you know, every year there are a few young musicians who kind of get anointed as the next blah, blah. And I check them out, but then I say, let's see where they'll be in 5 or 10 years. Because I think that's one of the things I'm proudest of is the length of my career and the diversity of my career. I think that's what keeps me going. And certainly after my illness, I was diagnosed with HIV when I was 29. So fully my entire career as a leader has been with this kind of cloud over me. And in the early days, of course, it was like, oh God, this is the last record I'm ever going to make. You know, and I went through that for a while. And I kind of tortured myself with trying to be perfect about it. And then I went through a serious health crisis 4 years ago and a 2-month coma and subsequently long rehab. After my illness, I'm much more willing to like really let it go when I play. When I play the piano, the first thing that I connect with, first of all, I close my eyes. I almost never open my eyes when I play the piano. So the first thing I do is I connect with the instrument through the actual physical making of the sound, the physical sensation of the keys, and then I put the sound into the rhythm of whatever piece that I'm playing. And, you know, I found that the human brain can really only handle couple of things at once. I mean, maybe geniuses can concentrate on 3 things at once, but you know, most of us can't walk and text at the same time. You know, it's like not very easy. So if you just are concentrated on connecting with the tune you're playing and being connected with the instrument, and for me with my eyes closed, I can just, as I hear the sound almost like I'm making a record, like it's like listening to a record except I'm making it. When I listen to music a lot, especially early on in my life, I listen with my eyes closed, try to hear the space in the music. But, you know, it's really the touch and the connection to the piece that I'm playing that that really get me into it. Live trio set from the Vanguard coming out in September, and I think maybe it's the best trio playing I've ever done in terms of looseness and where the band is at. You know, maybe it's kind of coming on to be my time. A couple Grammy nominations this year and for a solo album, which is really unusual and very gratifying. One of my, I think, biggest honors is having my picture on the wall of Village Vanguard. You know, it's next to Coltrane and Bill Evans and Scott LaFaro and Paul Motion, you know, and it's actually a very prominent place right next to the tuba on the wall, very well lit. You know, that's like a Grammy, you know, that's like a big, big deal to be associated with, you know, kind of arguably the Carnegie Hall of jazz clubs. When I'm playing and I'm in my zone, you know, it's like the greatest thing in the world. When you're not judging and it's really flowing and you feel like you're right there with it, you're not thinking ahead or regretting anything past, you're just doing it.
That was pianist and composer Fred Hirsch. In this piece, you heard excerpts from Forward Motion, composed by Fred Hirsch and performed by the Fred Hirsch Group, from the album Forward Motion, used courtesy of Chesky Records. Excerpt of the aria from Watch It Hauch by Bach, arranged and orchestrated by Fred Hirsch and performed by the Fred Hirsch Trio with the Concordia Orchestra, conducted by Eric Stern. Excerpt of Whirl, composed by Fred Hirsch and performed by the Fred Hirsch Trio from their album of the same name, Whirl, used courtesy of Palmetto Records. And an excerpt of Work, composed by Thelonious Monk and performed by Fred Hirsch from his album Alone at the Vanguard, also used courtesy of Palmetto Records. The composition used by permission of Thelonious Music Corporation. All other music composed by Fred Hirsch used by permission of Fred Hirsch. And a special thanks to Don Sickler at Second Floor Music. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campy. Thanks for listening.